Good morning. Our question today, very relevant for the Leila Seder. When the Baal HaBayis says his brachas on the matzah, he says two brachas, hamotzi and achilas matzah, does he eat first and everyone sits around waiting for him? Or does he distribute the matzah first and then he would have more of a break between when he said his brachas and he actually is eating because he is busy distributing the matzah to everyone else? So just a little bit background when it comes to the mechanics here. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows: when we're saying the bracha, we have at this point in the Seder two shlemim, two full matzahs, and in between them we have the broken matzah. Part of it went for the afikomen. And the Shulchan Aruch says you hold all three of those together in your hand. You say amotzi, you say achilas matzah. The Mishnah Berurah comes and tells us that in fact the minag is that before saying the second bracha, so you say the first bracha, hamotzi, holding all three, and before saying the second bracha of al-achilas matzah, you let the third, the bottom matzah, go. So you're left holding the top one and the partial matzah, which is the middle one, and that's when you say al-achilas matzah on those two. And our question now is, so how did we distribute, when did we distribute the matzah, the top matzah, to everyone in order for them to have their two kezesim as well? So it goes like this, says the Piskei Tshuvos. It depends. If the minag is that everyone is going to say their own brachas when they receive their matzah, so each person is going to say hamotzi or achilas and achilas matzah, then the person who said the bracha himself, who's leading the Seder, should say the bracha and eat immediately his matzah before distributing it to them, because we're not worried about everyone else so much because they are saying their own bracha. So they're not going to have a hefsek between when the Baal HaBayis says his brachas and they eat. They're going to say their own bracha. So they'll have no hefsek between when they say their own bracha and when they eat. They'll get their matzah eventually. So according to the view that everyone says their own brachas, if that's the minag at the Seder, then the Baal HaBayis would say the brachas. He would eat first and then distribute to everyone else who would say their own brachas and eat. However, much more complicated, based on the minhag that the Baal HaBayis says the bracha for everyone, in particular the hamotzi bracha for everyone to be yotze the lechem mishnah, so there are those of the view that it has to be the Baal HaBayis only who says the bracha of hamotzi. Other people could say the achilas matzah. So if we're going in that direction, that only the Baal HaBayis is saying either the motzi or both the motzi and achilas matzah, so it goes like this: if he eats first and everyone else is sitting waiting and they're being yotze via his brachas, and if he distributes first to everyone, then he's said his brachas and he's waiting because he's distributing, and only after he distributes the matzah is he going to get back to eating his matzah. So he had somewhat of a hefsek between when he has said his bracha and when he's eating. So the Piskei Tshuvos brings three different possibilities here. The first two are very simple, that the Baal HaBayis should eat first before he distributes to everyone else, and even though they're going to have to wait between his bracha and when they eat, so be it, it's more important that he eat immediately. That would be the first option. The second option is, obviously, that the Baal HaBayis would distribute everything before he eats. In other words, he says the brachas, he distributes to everyone their necessary matzahs, their two kezesim, and then thereafter he would eat. But that downside of that is there he has a gap between when he said his brachas and when he's eating. The third possibility is the better of the three, that what you would do is you would put in front of the people at the Seder bunches of matzah, so they'll be able to take their own two kezesim, and then what the Baal HaBayis would simply do is after he says his brachas, he's going to distribute pieces, small pieces of the top matzah to each person, and they'll take a small piece from his matzah and they'll add it in with the two kezesim that they're taking for themselves from the groups of matzah, and that way it's not going to take the Baal HaBayis a lot of time because he's simply distributing one tiny piece to each person. So just put it on a big plate and distribute it around, and they'll take their own matzah. So that is another possibility. In any case, you're going to have to, depending on if there's more than two people, three people at the Seder, you're going to have to add additional matzahs to what he distributes anyway. So they would do it themselves. So that's option number three. And just to add on, Another possibility is basically number three, but what we do at our house is that we prepare before Pesach starts, before Yontif, we put into various bags, we measure out two kazesim for each person, and we put each into a bag into itself. It can be a Ziploc, it can be a small plastic bag, whatever it may be, and each person, when we get to the brachas, hamotzi and matzah, we distribute the bags, so everyone has by their seat already pre-measured out. They have two kazesim ready to go, and then after I say hamotzi and achilas matzah, I simply distribute a tiny piece to each person. That goes very quickly. It's a few seconds just to break up the top matzah, distribute it around, then people just take out their little sakit, their little bag that they have by their side, and there's almost no time gap between when the Baal HaBayis eats his matzah, because he had literally 10 seconds to break up the top matzah and just send it around in a plate, and everyone has their matzah right there ready for them at their side. They just have to take it out of the plastic bag, add a little piece from the Baal HaBayis, and that's it. So those are the four options. We should make it as efficient as possible, and obviously we should have all the proper kavanas when we're saying the brachas and when we're eating the matzah beheseba, that this is a wonderful night of both cheirus, it's a shibud and cheirus at the same time. This is the lechem oni, the poor man's bread, but it's also the bread of cheirus for us as well. Have a wonderful day.